I'm long enough associated with care of the elderly in this county. And it's quite regrettable when there is an opportunity of any level at all to represent the elderly in our county that's in need of care, doesn't have a voice for themselves, to bring such a thing before council and ask for their support. If they didn't send a delegation from the council themselves, that I would have the support of Donegal County Council to represent the people of this county to make a case for our elderly going forward. It's about time somebody come out front, said what has to be said, let it be for the good or let it be for the bad. But people have an obligation to know, and we as councillors an obligation to represent those people that doesn't have that voice.
We understand Minister Daly is meeting with a number of people today. Are you not satisfied that they'll be bringing the same message that you would bring to him? Do you have something to bring to the table that other people in other organisations don't?
I have nothing personally to bring because I'm so long associated with the elderly in this county, I can't walk away and ignore it. And those people all have certainly something to bring. But I look to support those people again, something coming from as a word from Donegal County Council that we as a council are looking for, we'll say, the proper system and care for our elderly in our county, for the people who provided for us over the years. And no more, no less, Donald. That's all I was asking for. Because it would be more beneficial that if we as a council stood up and said, well, listen, this has to be addressed. It's not an excuse for us to ignore the fact that there's three nursing units there in Donegal that need the support and guarantee, particularly staff and everybody else. We can't walk away and ignore that this exists.